In Parashas Chaye Sarah, Perech of Dalet, Pasuk Sama Gimel, the Torah tells us, Vayetze Yitzchak Asuach Basadel of Nozerev, the Torah tells us that Yitzchak went out, and the Gemara in Brachis, and Daf Chavav Amid Beis, says this is the source for Tfilas Mincha, that Yitzchak was going out to Daven Mincha. So we'll discuss a little bit about Tfila in general, and then focus on Mincha. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, Ba Avram, who is Balo Shacharis? We know Avram instituted Shacharis, or Idavin Shacharis. The Yitzchak Hifrish Meiser, Yitzchak took off Meiser, the Hosef Tfila Acheres with Nozom, and he added another Tfila. The Yaakov Hosef Gid HaNoshev is Baal Arabis, and Yaakov added Gid HaNoshev and Idav and Meirev. Uva Pasht is Mulur Midvarev, so from the simple reading here of the Rambam, and it's based on the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chavav, so Yitzchak Tikein Tfila Semincha, Yitzchak instituted Tfila Semincha. V'zeh k'rabi Yosi bar Chanina the Sfira lay, Tfilas Avos Tiknun. V'tanya Kavas Rav Yitzchak, V'tanya Kavas Yitzchak Tikein Tfilas Mincha. Rav Yeshua ben Levi Pog Sham, the Tfilas Rega Tamidim. So the Ram seems to be working with the opinion that the Avos instituted Tfila, Avraham Shacharis, Yitzchak Mincha, and Yaakov Meiriv. However, in Hilchis Tvila, he seems to go the other route. In Hilchis Tvila, Perek Aleph, Halacha He, Kosef She Tvilas Keneged Temidin Tiknun, that the Tvila we daven, Shacharis Amincha, correspond to the sacrifices brought in the temple. V'zeh Lashono, and this is the language of the Rambam. V'chein Tiknu She Minyan HaTvilas Teminyan HaKarbonos, that the minyan of Tfilos minyan ha-karbanos shtei Tfilos b'chol yom k'neged shnei temidin, that the shacharis ha-mincha corresponds to the tamid shel shachar or the tamid shel ben ha-arbayim. V'tfilah hi k'neged tamid shel boker hi ha-nikras Tfilos, so that's our Tfilah we call shacharis. U'tfilah k'she k'neged tamid shel ben ha-arbayim hi ha-nikras Tfilos mincha. So we see that from here, from the Rambam and Hilchos Malachim, he seems to go with the first pshat, that the Yitzchak instituted Tfilas Mincha, and from the Rambam and Hilchos Tfila, he seems to say it's Tfila Keneged Karbanos. And to the Maritz Chiyas, and Brachas wants to answer up to Shiloh by saying, Sha'af Shatikin Yitzchak Tfilas Mincha. There really was Yitzchak who instituted Tfilas Mincha. Mikom Akam, Anu Mechayuvim Kain, Rak Mishum Takanes Chazal. It's true, Yitzchak was the first one to daven Mincha. Perhaps there's another medrash that says really Adam Harisha was, when he was praying for rain. But Anu Mechayuvim Rak. And he wants to go over a famous Rambam in the Perish HaMishnayis in Chulin, who points out as follows. He wants to tell you a Yisod Gadol. Shakol Ma'ashan on this Harbi Menu, O Osin Oso Hayom, anything we do today, or anything we're required to do today, Ain anu osim zos elo v'nesiva Hashem aidei Moshe. It's only because God commanded it to Moshe. Lo v'nesha Hashem siva bekach l'neviyam shekadmo. Not because it was given to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and any of the previous neviyam. Ain anu ochem Avraham menachai. Lo v'nesha yasal b'nei Noach Avraham menachai. Elo v'nesha Moshe asar lav Avraham menachai v'vashenetztav b'sinai. It's only because Moshe was given the prohibition on Har Sinai. V'chein anu mo'im b'glal she'avramah, we don't do milah because of Avram. Elo b'nei y'chayu she'ashem sivah yidei Moshe li'mo k'moshe mo'al Avram alav ha'shalom. So that's the famous Rambam, Yisod Gadol. The only mitzvahs we are obligated in were those we're given on Sinai. Things given to our avos are not, might be nice, and we might learn some ethical teaching, some attitudes, but we are in command. I don't have to do milah because of Avram. If it was just given to Avram, I didn't have to do milah today. I wouldn't have to keep Gidon Asha. You could say the same shot here. Even though Yitzchak instituted Tfilas Mincha, anu mechayovim bazeh rak mishum shetiknu chazal neged tamidin. It's true that Yitzchak did daven mincha, but that's not the reason why I daven mincha. We daven mincha because Chazal told us, or it depends on the machlokes Rambam or Ramban, on whether tefillah is daraisa drabanan. If it's daraisa, then it's because it was given at Har Sinai. If it's drabanan, because Chazal told us. And therefore, davka inyan mitzvahs Hashem, shemechayev also known as Rach Mam and Har Sinai. And that's the pshat over here in to the Rambam. So the Rambam, when he's giving me the history in Hilchos Malachim, so it's true, Yitzchak daven mincha. But in Hilchos Tefillah, when he's giving me the halachas of davening, we're davening because it's connected karbonos. And in fact, really, there are two aspects to Tefillah. There's the aspect of the Tefillah Kavua, the one from Anshei Knesset Hagadolah. They instituted the 19 blessings, the Shmon Esrei we have today. And then there's a second part of Tefillah, our own personal Bakashas. In other words, there's a famous Mesha Chachma in Parshas Vayechi, when the Torah tells us, I think it's dealing over there with Yaakov and Shechem, it says, Bisalusi uva'usi. So the Targum interprets Bisalusi uva'usi, different types of prayer. Or the Torah says, Bacharbi uva'kashti. The Torah says, with the sword and bow and arrow, and the Targum says, Bisalusi uva'usi. So what force the Targum usually translate the literal translation? What force the Targum here to go with the other translation? So obviously it's not the pshuta, because when you're fighting a war, first you use the sword, first you use the bow and arrow, and then when you get close, you arm-to-arm combat, then you take out the sword. But here the Torah tells us the sword first, so clearly it's not talking about the war. So the Targum interprets it to tefillah. There are different types of tefillah. There's a tefillah of a sword, and there's a tefillah of a bow and arrow. What's the difference between a sword and a bow and arrow? So a charbi, a sword, a nice good one, a nice sharp one, a little nick of the neck, and that person's dead. You don't have to do much effort. The sword speaks for itself, so to speak. But for a bow and arrow, it all depends how much you pull back, how much power you put into it, how much energy you put into it. The more you pull back, the more you put into it, the more you get out of it. So those are the two types of prayer. The Gemara says tefillos avos tiknun and tefillah keneged karbanos. So the tefillah keneged karbanos, you bring the same karban every day. Chazal instituted a certain format for tefillah. We daven, we have the Shmoneh Esrei, we have the Shevach section, the praise section, the Bakasha section, the request section, and the thank you section. And you have those sections, and on Shabbos and Yantiv, you have to deal with the Kedushas Hayom. But it's a fixed format, it's Kavua. So it's a fixed format, Kavua, so we go ahead and we pray. That's the formal tefillah. But then the avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they all were in under different situations, and they sprayed more spontaneously based on their needs. So there's a second aspect of tefillah, tefillah can I get avos, that's much more personal. Yes, your own personal bakashos. And getting back to the Meshech Chochmah, that's a whole discussion that, let's say you don't understand Hebrew, should you daven in a different language like English? So there's a whole discussion, you know, on it. Today you have Hebrew-English Siddurim, but the Nakuda is the Meshech Chochmah, based on the Meshech Chochmah, that if you're going to daven in Hebrew, so even if you don't have that much Kavanah, it's still going to be powerful, because Chazal were in tune to what they asked for. So by merely reading those words with Kavanah will be a lot more powerful. But this merely reading the words of Tefillah, that by itself is like a sword. It has a lot of strength in its own right without much effort. When you're going to ask for your own personal bakashas, you need your own effort. And therefore it makes sense, because most people, when they're asking for what things they personally have more Kavanah anyway. So that's a discussion in terms of what language, but if you daven in Hebrew and understand it, that's even a greater ma'ila. So that's what they point down here, the different aspects of tefillah, that tefillah keneged avos and tefillah keneged karbanos. And this too, this mentioned something specifically on mincha. So the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chavav has a machlokas, the Sov Zman Mincha. When is the last time I can daven Mincha? So Rabbi Yehuda says until Plag HaMincha, and the Chachamim say until Chatzos. So the question is, how do we paskin? So Plag HaMincha, what is Plag HaMincha? Plag HaMincha is, let's say, on a 6 to 6 day, 12 hours. So 4:45 would be Plag HaMincha. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the last time to daven Mincha would be 4:45. 4:46, you could daven Ma'ariv. And according to the Chachamim, Mincha goes until sunset. At nightfall, then you could daven Ma'ariv. So the Gemara says, who do we paskin like? The Gemara says, Avid Kamar, Avid Kamar. Gemara doesn't come out who we paskin like. So what is the halacha? So therefore, the post can point down, you have a choice. However, you have to be consistent. You can't take a half of Rabbi Yehuda and a half of the Chacham. In other words, if you daven Mincha after Plag HaMincha, then you're clearly showing the Chachamim. So you can't daven Mincha then, you can't daven Ma'ariv before sunset, because then it's a tarte desastre, that you are going ahead and you're davening Mincha during this time zone, it's screaming at its daytime. You daven Ma'ariv, it's screaming nighttime, you can't have the same tefillah in the same time zone. Similarly, if you daven, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you daven Mincha before Plag, that's okay, a Ma'ariv after. Of course, you'll have to repeat Kriya Shema. That's a separate halacha of Shavuot v'Kamecha. That will have to be repeated regardless. But in terms of this davening Ma'ariv, because Tzvias Arav is Rishus, so A Medakta and Lizmana, we're not so Medaktik in terms of the Zman. According to Chachamim, L'chatchila, you should daven Mincha before Shkia, a Ma'ariv after. After says, but minimally after Shkias, that's the discussion in the first Tosfos in Brachas, Tav Beis Amud Aleph, if you could avoid the Tarte Desasre. The question comes up Friday night a lot, especially during the summer months, when you have a set time for Mincha and Ma'ariv, and then you end up doing this Tarte Desasre. So that's a discussion among the poskim. What's your best option? So obviously, your best option, if you get an early Mincha, it's a non issue. But you can't. So is it better to daven b'tzibor tarte desasre? Is it better to daven this one of a mincha and then daven ma'ariv later? So some point out that even though all week long, let's say, it'd be a tarte desasre, perhaps Friday night is different. Why is Friday night different? Well, we know Friday night's different for many reasons. Why is it different regarding the tarte desasre? That's what the Aruch HaShulchan quotes from others and other achronim, that when Shabbos comes in, when we dive in Tefillah's Ma'ariv, so perhaps that makes it like L'machar, that makes it like the next day already become Shabbos, and therefore it's considered the next day. So there's so even if you're not going to rely on Tarte Desastre in a tzibah during the week, then there's more to rely on regarding Shabbos. That Friday night, that when the tzibah, you don't have an option, so you have another sniff to rely on. That Friday night's different because when you daven Shabbos, it's considered nighttime, and therefore it's considered in two different time periods, and it's not considered a Tarte Desastre.